And welcome to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon best-selling author, Robert Cannon. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Bethany Bilson talks with Robert Cannon about putting your retirement interests first.
Well, once again, I am joined by Robert Cannon. Robert is the author of Putting Your Retirement Interests First. It's a prioritized approach to protect your future and turn your dreams into a reality. You can buy it on Amazon. Robert, thank you so much for being with me again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So this week, we'll be talking about the Social Security Shield. That's a little bit of a tongue twister for me. But it seems like, just talking with you, a lot of times people maybe work at the same job for 30, 40 years. They build up all of these Social Security benefits, but then when the time comes for them to claim them, A, they don't know where to start. They don't know what the right age is. So what are some first steps that a client or someone even watching or listening could take to be smart about their Social Security benefits?
So it's very confusing. This is a very confusing topic. And a lot of times people just wing it. Or they'll say, I can get money at 62 years old, let me take it. Or let me just take it at 65. And it's not some arbitrary number. It's, in my opinion, in addition to there's a mathematical process that we can go through, we have to look at your lifestyle. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that actually go into this decision. We have to look at if you're going to work. We have to look at your current assets. So there's a lot of moving parts here. We can figure it out, but it's not something that you just arbitrarily pick a number. You know, I'm going to take retirement age, or I'm going to take pre-retirement age or full retirement. We need to actually do the calculation and figure it out so we're not going to make a mistake. A lot of times in retirement, as in Social Security, you only get one opportunity to get it right. So it's very important that you seek a person that have a full understanding of Social Security to make sure that we're going to make the right decision together.
What are some other factors outside of someone's age that should kind of cause them to think and reflect on when they need to take their Social Security?
You know, something which is really important, sometimes people retire, right? And they say, oh, I'm going to take my Social Security, but I'm going to continue to do part-time work. Now, that's something that you really have to consider. How much work are you, you know, how much money you're going to make in your second job. And we have to do the calculation on that to make sure that is worth it. So that's something important. It may be better just to work, put off the Social Security, or take the Social Security and not work. And sometimes we can do both, but we'll do the calculation together. And a lot of times people, they don't make that decision. They don't make the right decision. They just wing it. And this is not something you can wing. You need a true professional to help you navigate this complicated process. And people make the mistake all the time of just winging it. You can't. So this is something that you really need to seek out a professional to figure out, when should I take my Social Security?
Well, and I love what you brought up earlier that, you know, you only really retire once, hopefully. You only take Social Security once. Like when you do it, you need to make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons at the right time. Have you seen, with the different clients that you've interacted with, have you seen people take it at the wrong time and people take it at the right time?
Absolutely. And it's very upsetting, honestly. And honestly, once you explain it to them, you show them the mistake that they made, and there's nothing they can do. And it's very disheartening. It's honestly, I think that's why I love what I do for a living, because I really help people figure out the right decision and not guess. We're going to actually make the right decision and figure it out together. And that going through that process, making them feel comfortable, making them understand that they're making the right decision, just not winging it. Because when they see that they made the wrong, they elected to take Social Security at the wrong time, just looking at their face It's just very, it's very upsetting.
So what should someone do if maybe they did take Social Security at the wrong time? How do they get out of that mess? How do they move forward and make better decisions?
This is the reality. Before you're going to make that decision, reach out to a professional who has ample experience navigating that process. So we're here. It's free. Reach out to us. We'll go through the, we'll let you know when it's the right age. No obligation. You don't have to do business with us, but at least you speak, you're going to speak to an actual expert who's going to help you, you know, through the process.
Now, I'm not the expert here, obviously, but the way I understand it, Social Security between a husband and wife or, you know, a couple is kind of one or the other. You can't have both. So what decisions or what questions, I should say, should a couple ask when they're thinking about spousal benefits and just the future for one of them with Social Security? What questions do they need to ask?
So it's funny that you mentioned that. 98% of the people make a mistake when they do on spousal benefits. So there's so many moving parts when it comes to that. I'm afraid to even give anyone advice when it comes to that. The best thing to do, you know, if you're making that decision regarding spousal benefits or Social Security benefits, is seek out another professional and get your numbers. We'll have an hour conversation. We'll sit down and we'll look at the different options and we'll figure it out together. No obligation, but let's make the right decision for you.
Well, and it really does sound like kind of what we've talked about before. It's about seeking out help from a professional. I feel like what often happens is people get, you know, advice from their neighbor and advice from their coworker, or they'll reach out to maybe a tax professional, but not someone that's well-versed in all the ins and outs of finances. And that's where maybe well-intentioned people can kind of lead you astray, right?
Very, very, very important. I hear it all the time. Well, my uncle told me to take it at 62. Or I spoke to my accountant and he told me that I can start, you know, taking money at 65. I mean, that's great. But unfortunately, your uncle's not the expert and your accountant is there to do taxes. So very, very important point. And I tell people all the time, it's only going to take 30, 45 minutes. Let's figure this out. This is a lifetime decision. Just put a little effort into this and you don't have to worry about it. Just we check off that box and it's taken care of. That's it.
Well, I think a small step in the right direction is to pick up a copy of your book. It's by Robert Cannon and it's called Putting Your Retirement Interests First, a Prioritized Approach to Protect Your Future and Turn Your Dreams into a Reality. Robert, your book's available on Amazon. Be sure to go and pick up a copy. Thank you so much for being with me again this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Putting Your Retirement Interest First podcast with financial expert and number one Amazon bestselling author, Robert Cannon. To request a copy of Robert's bestselling book or to have a conversation with him about your financial future, connect with Robert through his website, CannonWealthSolutions.com.